Yosef Tes Zion. Mutaliting in Fando, Kneged Ho'esh, Pemokam Shat Yatzah Letus. Al Bisha Shuman Shabbat Shanikrash is Chazer Benimuach. Even though the Shuman will. So in Fando is type of a food. Mishavura says it's also referred to as pastido. What it was basically a type of a knish where you had dough on the outside, and what was inside was pieces of fat. So, you know, Mishavura?
Please.
Downstairs in my study. Go all the way to the right wall.
Walking in all the way to the right wall?
You could go in and turn all the way, go to the far right wall. The left bookcase, the bottom shelf, there's like a long shelf which shuts out. In the back of it, there should be Mr. Bruce. Okay, good. So it has like fat, you know, it was filled with pieces of fat. Okay, so you want to put it's been fully cooked. You want to put a connected edge, like I said before, obviously not too close, so you won't have those Yisurim. By putting a place where it can reach out to lettuce, but now, so, because of Dabur Yavish, it's fully cooked, you're allowed to heat up. The problem is, when it heats up, it's going to, the fat will liquefy, and now it's going to be a liquid. So the teretz is, Shabbat Shishum and Shabbat Shanikrish is Chazir, and Mochitz Mut. Okay, so we look at the status of what it is right now. Right now, it's Dabur Yavish. We discussed before that the Mishabura, we discussed there might be some people which are machmer, the machmer of the shekel is machmer by the case of the sugar because it immediately dissolves into a liquid. So one of the questions is, why is this case mutter in that case also? So one of the possible differences is because here, even after it melts, it's still nicker than it was fat. And the fat globules, etc., over there becomes totally liquid. And that's more common. So after it red malt. So koshken kaderish yeshba roita shenikrish. So similarly, if I have gravy, which has solidified, So you put it there as a salad, but after it sits there, even when it starts to liquefy, somebody wasn't a large amount of gravy. So what happens is the gravy will get absorbed back into the foods, so you won't see it at all. So it's not bad. Even after it melts, it's not bad. So that's definitely more. That's definitely what they're sure. The v'yesh machmir, those who are machmir. The Mishabur is going to say that the issue over here, what you're dealing with, actually is not bishul. You're dealing with the issue of noilad. We'll see in the Mishabur that it should be the issue of noilad. When I go to hachmir, me'ob b'makom atzaref v'yesh lismas asvara rishas. Mishabur. In Fando, who pastida on iskir b'kama kermes? That's another name for pastida, which is mentioned other places in halacha, which is who past kfula. It's like a double layered bread. I'm a mula b'chatir kishum, which is full of pieces of fat. And you're putting it here over here. B'nosu sham kerem b'kama. You want to warm it up. Eat it hot. The tam shem mutter. So why is it mutter? Because right now we're dealing with it as a salad. Even though it's cooled off, yavesh is cooled off as mutter. L'shach b'bishul. All right, it's no longer shach. Bishul will no longer apply. Even though it melts, but when you put it there, it hasn't melted yet. Right now, it's a salad, so we deal with it as it is right now. Can I get an ash? She's got to put it by the fire. I got to be a kli. So again, it has to be done in a way that you're not being over the term of chazara. It's on, if you put it on the fire, you're putting it on top of something else. If it's on the fire, you're putting it, in the case of the fireplace, you're distancing it from the fireplace. Even though it's going to FLP, the shuman is nimuach. Now, so you'll tell me there's no bishul problem, but why isn't there a problem of nylon? Nylon is I take a salad, I make it into a liquid, I should have a problem of nylon. Well, don't really research shell of gubar and before we come and say of test the osir. I can't take snow or hail and rub it and thereby or crush it. And by crushing it, I'm going to cause it to melt and make water. I mean, Tom Merlin Shemerlin, I mean, he's creating this water. Originally, it was a thick, it was thick and solid. Now it's thin and it's liquid. So you would change it to something else. So why is it mutter? The answer is that b'shani hacha the obed klum b'yadayim. So this is to be merlin mayim. So this is making it. Well, he didn't make it over here. It happened by itself. He just put it there. El melo nimcha, just happening by itself. And a matter of fact, the halacha is because Bored Nami Tanya, the Bryce discussing Bored, actually says, you could put the Bored into a cup of wine to cool it off. It's not a problem. Even though it's when you put it into the, you take a piece of small pieces of ice and you put them into a liquid, they're going to melt immediately. So why is it mutter? Because that's happening. That's just happening by itself without, you know, he's not actively creating the water. So if that's mutter, as they said, they're more added. If the case of the infanta's mutter were there, the liquid, the fatty filling, when it melts, remains liquidy. So obviously, if it melts in such a way that it gets absorbed immediately into the food, that's definitely mutter. The case over here was that you had a soup. The case was that there was a gravy. At the top of the gravy, the fat rises to the top of the fat. The fat has hardened. So you have the liquid soup on the bottom and the fat on top. So regards to the problem of noilad, of creating the fat, when you're melting the fat, as soon as it melts, it gets absorbed directly into the soup which is beneath it. So it's never nicker, so that's more mutter. That's what the mamash hold in mina, that's mamash the case of the law that we just quoted. You can put it in a cup because it immediately gets dissolved in the cup. It's immediately as it gets dissolved, it gets absorbed into the liquid which is there already. So the Shari, Hano Raklinyan is an element. The Shabur says that it's more mutter, it's kolshkein in regards to the Isser of Nyla. It's not, it's, if the case of Infanta where the salad becomes a liquid and stays separate, so you had a salad there and that becomes a liquid, so it's nicker. Kolshkein in the case was going to be not nicker when it liquefies. Now, on the other hand, Avol, it's a bishul hachal chomer mileil, but over here it's going to be more of a problem because before it was a salad. So salad, you don't have a problem bishul, but over here there's even if you tell me that the fat on top is counted as a salad, but the soup on bottom is not. the gravy on bottom is not. The writer who the relach, the relach should stand on shak. But bishul kibush goes mecharbis. She says besift. That's all. Really, should be besift now. Well, Cain, and a mutter hocha rakim yamin akadir, but mokim sheni yad. So let us play. Well, it could be that even the temperature not yav, of yav, which is a temperature which is below yatzeletis is enough to cause this fat, the fatty layer on top, to liquefy. So nerla, you have to deal with the answer is nerla is not a problem. In regards to bishul, since it's not going to reach yatzeletis, boy, it's mutter. That has to be the case. V'yesh machmirim, now the machmirim hold the problem is nerla. So the gam is eshach is nerla, that they hold it's a problem of nerla. Now, even the case of the pots, you have a layer of gravy, on top of the gravy there's a fat, as it warms up, the fat dissolves, it liquefies, it gets absorbed into the gravy. No good, can't do. There's a brice which we quoted that says that you're allowed to put, which is mutter. So why we hear is it also? Teretz is the hosim and a board nika klal kishinim chulva case. As the pieces of hail dissolve in the water or whatever else, they're not nicker. B'chal not nicker. They're gone. They're just water, droplets of water which are not visible in the liquid of the case. Abashulman shenimcha. But fat, the nature is when it liquefies, soft amala, it floats on top. So before, there wasn't this. The layer of fat is a solid, now I see it as a liquid. So they hold that's a problem. So even if you're doing it with the sun, so clearly not an iser of bishul. Do you have an issue of Norlad according to the sheet?
Well, I think I've missed some facts though, but when we're speaking of Norlad, why do we worry about nicker or not nicker? Because shouldn't we only be worried about whether it produces something different or new in the case?
If the result which is being produced is not visible, so you can't say I created something new because there's no which I'm seeing, that's a problem. The issue of Norlad is I'm creating this new item. So as long as it's not nicker, because I didn't put an isser on it. What new item? I don't see any new item.
So it's the issue. I mean, the metzias is though something new was created though.
Yeah, but the whole thing is this, the rabbanon, because I'll say the isser is when I see, oh wow, that hits me, so oh, that looks like you're doing a malacha. Uh-huh. I take some ice and I put it in a cup and it gets absorbed into my grape juice. All of the water which comes out gets absorbed into the grape juice immediately. So, like, okay, now what?
So, in a case then, if you let a cup of Coke with an ice cube melt in it, eventually that water will be more towards the top if you let it sit there. Would that, and now it's nicker that you have watery substance towards the top and there's a distinction between the Coke. That could be then considered no lunch.
Theoretically, according to the Shita, probably, since it doesn't happen immediately, I would, it first mixes and later on it only separates out, probably not a problem. Uh-huh.
Did you say in Coke?
Meda, the field of valuation, Machmirim, even the second opinion, is that it's also and also kim kishayish harbe shuman ala pastita shekashigiyanim walk yesov chutz v'yaminter b'fnei atzma. There's enough fat there that when it melts, it'll clearly be a distinct separate entity. Avanel pastita kol kach shuman. It's not a lot, or shemay mida kol kach berichuk malkum min acharim. It's so far from the heat source. It will not totally liquefy. Actually, that some should flow out and be visible separately. Ella memat mimenu yim nimoch b'sayachel levad. some of it will melt and just remain inside of this knish. If you, the knish is an open knish, and has this fat in the middle, so you took the fat out, the way which is in Berger, because it was clearly a distinct, separate entity. So now, you're allowed to warm it up. Even though it's still going to warm up, a little bit of this fat will still be there because it got absorbed into the meat which is there. It's a minimal amount. Sure, the kuliyama, that's not significant. That's permitted. And therefore, v'chein mutar l'chamim b'shabbos, l'chokim b'shabbos, k'tichus b'osar shomen, you're allowed to heat up a fatty piece of meat. Even though if it's a fatty piece of meat, there will be some oil which will flow. It's kimen davar muru hanifshar l'chashu b'shoy. Since that amount which is going to melt is going to be a minimal amount, it's not significant that you created something significant. So they did not answer that. So the person can now take this point and say the following: you have a container of water or other types of liquids which froze milimal on top. That's where you can put it in a place where it will not reach yatzaletus. So there's no cooking involved, but you're going to melt the ice which is there, that kerach kishiyimas yemisarv take a mashkim shatato venonik. Each piece of ice as it melts will just absorb directly into the liquid which is beneath it. So you'll never have a point where it's nicker, and that's going to be mud. So if I have ice cubes in liquid, there's no problem with the ice cubes melting because they're going straight into the liquid. If I take an empty container of ice cubes, and just put ice cubes there, and then it liquefies, so that water on the bottom is nicker. So according to the first sheet over here, since it happens in mail, it's mutter. According to the Yesh Ruch Mirim, it's going to be also. She says, the minute goes to be machmer, okay, for machmer, tzarech. Okay, lahachmir. Become welcome. Kadam shows a katanar. If you're putting it there before the mention this idea before that, since in the winter it was dangerous not to have heat, and they did not have a way to maintain heat automatically through the Shabbos, so they could. Since people get ill from the cold, Chazal Ramata Mir Lakum, to have the goy turn on the oven which warmed the house. You also cooked in that oven, so I want to put the container there before the goy's turning on the oven. The first opinion over here in the Shulchan Aruch said you can put it there directly even after it's already heated. As long as you deal with your looking, you serve the rabbanon of chazara. There's no use of the rice of bishop because it's a salad. So if we're going to be machmer in the case where it was a salad, it was put there afterwards when the fire was already there, we're not going to take it that far to be machmer in the case where you put it there before it was heated. Unless it came with them,
was already there.
Even though we would say in the case of the fire is already there, we're going to answer it. In case of the fire is not there, went out overnight, the guy is going to relight the thing. I want to put it there before the guy lights it. That's what, since it's fully cooked, and it's considered a salad. But Vain Lassus came with Amoris. You can't do it in front of Amoris because he will get confused and draw wrong conclusions. So we're mach, we're seven mach, we're 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 mach you're allowed to chachila put it there to on its own dissolve. Now we haven't discussed what the status is of the water that you've created. Discussing you're allowed to do this. So he said, okay, you're allowed to put it there. No, you're not allowed to put it there. What about if you did put it there and it melted? What happened? If once you put it there already, the product is permitted. So Pasha Mikra then, even though I should not leave my I should not put my container of ice, just ice with nothing else in it, there in a place where it's going to warm up and become a liquid, but there's no problem with drinking the water, which melts. We're not discussing this with Merlin anymore. It's whatever was the issue of is there an issue of Mooks of Nerla? Lord Paskin, that Nerla Gummer, which is totally unexpected and just developed out of nowhere, it's a problem. The non Nerla Gummer, so it's not Nerla, so we pass the Ikrishi is like a Rishim, that person has Das and those type of things, they're not Mooks. So, else the problem with Nerla being Mooks, so that's not a problem. The problem is sort of whatever he did, but it doesn't answer that.
And in Lamaisa, Nerla with ice cubes that were just in a bowl, say?
So,
Rishim. Isser of what doesn't answer
that? The Isser of Nerla doesn't answer. Now, Rishim Zalman actually in Shmir Shabbos Kilchus has quoted in the following. That even though Mikra didn't really, with Mishnah Berurah, says that the liquid should be permitted, he suggested that the liquid should be also. He says, since there's water so available and accessible for us, the value of that water that melted is minimal. If you can just replace it with regular water. So he's understanding that the het over here, the b'di'evit, part of the b'di'evit was, since you have a tzarech to use it, we'll let you use it. You don't need a tzarech gadol, but we have no tzarech at all because it's totally available, accessible, getting something else to replace it just as fine. So there's no reason why you should use the water. That's what he posits.
Well, you should use the water.
Not the usage of the water. So I guess that kind of answers the question, but if you were to put the ice cubes into the bowl, and leave it out, saying you're serving ice. You have ice cubes that you'd be serving for guests and whatnot.
You he know says that the Tzarech Arkham. His point was, don't use the water.
Right. Okay. Fine. So that
the act of putting it out. So that's already the machlok is over here of the sif. So we said the machlok Tzarech it's mutter to do it. So the Tzarech Arkham he. A lot of persons said the Tzarech Arkham is called the Mechama Tzarech. I want my guests to enjoy the ice. So I can put it out, even though it will be natural, it will melt. So according to the second sheet, that's a problem. But we're not Mechama, we're Mechama Tzarech.
If you were Mechama, could it be that you would just put a little water at the bottom, and then it wouldn't be nicker anyways?
If you could do that in a way that it wouldn't first flow off onto the side and then go to the bottom, it would go straight to the bottom, yeah. You have to put a lot of water there, depending how big the bigger thing is.
But I just would think that, because it would be nicker once the drop
is going. If the bowl comes out over here and has to flow down to the bottom, meanwhile it's already nicker.
You'd have to witness it though, or you wouldn't have to witness it?
No, I have to witness it, but same as the point is that it's the hetter that he was saying that everybody agrees in a case where it goes directly into the water, it's misarav takev. That you need takev. Yud zayin. Also, it's concern on alamechem. You can't take a liquid which is cold and put it on top of a hot water urn. Feel the hafsher, but your goal is just to warm it up, to take away the cold, not to make it hot. You can't put it there. Kol shamechem cham kol kach shilu hoye menichus shom harbei hoye boladei bishul. That's how she eats the lettuce, but putting it on top of the pot in a place where it could heat up the outside lettuce boy is the same problem. Shadin מניח לגבי מייך, כדין מניח כנגד המדורה, ומנו לכם כל כך מות. Agave, this is the place where it's cooking it. So I don't care where it's heating at the outside as well, it's considered cooking. So whether it's Kenega and Amadura, top of the pot, I don't care where you put it, if it's going to heat up the outside as well, it's a problem. Or if it could heat up the outside as well, even though you intend to take it out before that, but that doesn't, it's still awesome. Kufches, Mishnevur, Azulitan Sernan, Fimad the Masik or Mordi, Abusif Tesov, Bahako. Now the Ramah came along and said, Yeshul Hakul B'zayim Ha'yadav Ravushul B'l Nisan L'gam. This Yisr would not apply. It was ready but cooked and it's not totally cooled off. Harbeg, if you leave it there for a very long time, Bama Pan, leave it there for a very long time. So what's the problem? The Chashin and Shem Yishkach V'nichenu Shom Achi Yisbash. We're afraid a person might forget and leave it there actually to the point where it does get cooked. So putting on top of the mechum is it has the same halachic issues as putting kenegad amatur. Even if your goal is just to take off the chill, if you put it in a place where if it would stay there for a long period of time, it would be, but you may not put it there. Period. So he said, since the mechem has liquid in it, and the main function of the mechem is that, so that's not our problem. If it can't reach Yatzaletis, so it's Mutzer. Even though you're warming it up from being never been warmed before, irrelevant. It's not Yatzaletis, it's not a problem. Okay. Yudches. Ha'elfes v'akadera shavir merusachin me'al gabihor. So you had a frying pan or a pot. He took it off of the fire and it's still merusach, it's still boiling hot. If this concoction is not fully cooked, emetin bekaf mehem, you can't use a ladle to ladle out from the container where the hot food is. Why? Shenimsa megis, v'ikim shumavashel. Something's not fully cooked, stirring helps speed up the cooking process, moves the heat around more evenly, etc. It helps the cooking process. So being megas, actively stirring it, is an isidaraisa, because you're being mekarvet from being partially cooked to fully cooked. So that being said, even though I have no intention to do hagasa, but when you use the ladle, you're causing movement of the liquid which is there. So that's going to be problematic. You can't use, if it's not fully cooked, even though it's off of the fire, you can't use a ladle. In the special called sarkoi is mutter. If it's fully cooked, so you're not hastening any bishul, there's no bishul left, it's fully cooked. I mean, some of yafalo is not considered bishul. Now the Shulchan Aruch adds about several year in case where the malacha is dying, and they put wool in this big vat together with the various different dyes. Similarly, after Misha colored the iron, even though it's already absorbed the color, I mean the appearance, the color. But you can't stir it. First on the sales of a cup, you can't move it around with a spoon. Even my regular pot of food, also you should mark on the chachil. So the Mishnah Berurah kuf your gimel. Shaviran mirusachin. Nalka shaviran rabusa. The issue is not limited to the case you've taken off of the fire, Kol Shkim, when it's on the fire, it's a problem. It's saying a chiddush, even though you've taken it off of the fire, the filo b'zeh osur, even though it's off the fire, it's still osur to stir it, or even use a ladle to ladle out. Kishloni is bashal kol shechem, it's not fully cooked. Because you're hasting the bishul of the remaining of the food which is there. Now on the other end of the spectrum, if it when he's bashal kol tzarecha filo emel kapio or mutzul lohetziv kaf ken mashal beis yosef avel yarabah masal yesh lesser b'sim. If it's fully cooked, even though it's on the fire, so what's going to be? So you stir it around. If the cake is more cooked, it's fully cooked. So the Beis Yosef says, even with Al-Gabi, it's Al-Gabi, it's still on top of the fire, you're allowed to take out with a calf. But then the Rabbi says the Chumrah. Well, let's see the Shartzim. Kuf Lamed Vav. Kenuchi Machami Kalboy. So the Rabbi gets up from the Kalba. Kalba is one of the Rishonim. Well, the Kalba is on Chalash Tefala. It's fully cooked. It's on the fire. Imhoya Agosa Mamish. He was going to not just use a ladle out, but he actually actively went and he stirred the pot. Fully cooked Agabi Oesh. And he stirred it directly. Yesh Bechiv Chatas. Kimichu Aleish. He holds once it's on the fire. There's an Issa Deraisa of stirring it, even though it's fully cooked. We can crush kosher for a mug and a rubber shmoy. That's the mug and rubber that stands the kolba. Umashu wrote to your rabbi Lidchus. They have the mar a kolba v'shalini spasa kol tzarchoi. It makes only more sense in the case where it's not fully cooked. In the case it's fully cooked, what are you doing? Learn to hear that can't be pshat, even though tonight it's a good horror. In regards to pshat in the kolba, doesn't work. In a time takeif, because the kolba ends off immediately afterwards. So the hachim mutter lishchek b'tzolim beitz aporer b'secha kedera pishu acharadim in eish. So I want to go take my pot which is cooked, and there are onions in the pot. I want to crush them down. So it's in the pot. It's fully cooked. I'm crushing it. So what's the problem? It's cooked already. So he says it's mutter l'fishu akar harada min ha'esh. It's already fully cooked, and he still only says it's mutter because you removed it from the fire. So it means if it's on the fire, even though it's fully cooked, it's going to be osur. So that's the sheet of the kolba, and the rabbi is macher for the kolba. So if it's not fully cooked, so you can't take off with the ladle. Shinipsamegas, kuf yudal. Turned out he's stirring. Koshkin lahogis mamish. If that's also, obviously, if you're going to stir directly, it's also. Eshkev chatas bezet, if you mash a posse, shokhanorak, liel besiftal, zet messiah, makarb the bishel, makoshin kibavash. Taking something which from partially cooked to fully cooked is an issue of the raisa, according to the sheet of the shokhanorak, and hastening that process is a key of the raisa. That's called bishel. That's based actually on a Gemara in Shavuos, that the Gemara says that the process of turning over the meat on the Mizbeach to allow it to the meat on the Mizbeach to allow it to cook more quickly is called an Avodah, because Mekar Bishul is also called an Avodah. It's also called doing something. So it isn't.
Somewhere around there. Yeah. Out there should be some, a box.
You know, in the kitchen, over by the microwave car. Cold tzarecha is mutter. Yeah.
Right, so why is Kiruv Bishul called a maisa here, but Lagabe Bishul Akum is not called a maisa?
Bishul Akum is not. It's not called a maisa. But Bishul Akum, the pshat is that Chazal says, as long as the Jew did any part of the process, So that's sufficient. See, when the goy added something, the Jew also did something. If it's fully cooked, if it's fully cooked, even stirring directly should make it in as mutter. But the case of the semer liyara is also the haggis, because over there you are adding something, you're helping the dye will hold better when you stir it. There's two logics why it's a problem. Second one, because it helps the color get absorbed better. So that's mamash the malach of tzaveya. Or there's a chiddush to say some. I think maybe one of the Rishonim says it, or the Rambam says it. I think already. Since the nature of the malach of tzaveya is that a person stands and he stirs and etc. shouldn't get scorched, etc. So I'm doing the part of the process of tzaveya. See, well, I'm not helping the color get better. Even without that, the second question, because the color gets better. Even without that, I'm doing the process of how tzviya is done. So that's part of the process of tzviya. So it's a chelik of the malach. Now, it came along the Ramah said, "Chachila, you should be careful. Even in my case of kedera, that you should not stir it, even though it's fully cooked." So, what should you do? If you shouldn't ladle out, what the Rambam seems to be saying, so how do you get the food out? The Eitzah is pour the whole thing out. Don't lift out with a ladle. Take the whole thing, pour it from the pot into a large container, and then that's cliche, and you can do whatever you want with it. But the Klirishon, you got a problem. That's how the Rambam puts it down. We're not machmer. Whereas mikra din, if it's fully cooked, you can stir it directly. We're coming with some machmer, you don't stir it directly. There are machmer, okay, not only don't stir it directly, don't even use it, ladle take it, because the mail is being stirred. No, that far we don't go. The emas ikra kumash iksav, the mitkila, the bumash iksav, the tzarek, I feel the hog is much, the mikra din, stirring it directly is much. Before we come in, the shin chav, so if you test, you want to be machmer and say no, but there's a sheet that was machmer. So I'm going to tell you halacha lemaisa, yachmer hagosa mamish. You want to be machmer in the case you're actively stirring it. I understand there's a makom lachum. I will hide to be kaf in lahachmer klau. Using a ladle is b'chal not a problem. It's pasuk called tzarchoy ben aleish. If it's not on the fire and it's fully cooked, it's b'chal not a problem using a spoon to take it up. Yod Tess. Oser l'tuach shemen v'shum al atzli b'oyde k'neged amadurim. So I have this hot piece of roasted meat. So I want to know, I want to go and rub on, so you take your meat and you rub on some spices or some garlic, some oil or some garlic onto it. So it's very nice that the tzli is already cooked. The problem is, meanwhile, the oil and the garlic are going to be cooked.
Latuach? What is
latuach? Latuach is a smear. The smear on.
Alei tachet.
Shemen v'shum al tzli b'odem k'neged hamadur. You can't put it onto the tzli while it's... It's k'neged hamadur, so there's no problem of the masikim of ashal issue, because it's far enough away that that's not how you do it. But you have a problem with bishul. I feel nisa hatzlima b'yoyim, even though the tzli has already been roasted from before Shabbat, that's wonderful. But the garlic and the oil are going to be cooked. That's going to be a problem. Okay, we're going to stop here so you guys can get back to Yeshiva time for tomorrow.